The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Welcome to the Well Hung Podcast, where we reach into the well of life and bring you the gems of the week, from news to pop culture. Now, here are your hosts, Diana and Nate.
Hello, Diana.
What's up, Nate?
How you doing?
I'm...
How is it being a high-powered executive?
High-powered executive? The fuck? Where'd you get that from?
Oh, I thought you got promoted to high-powered executive.
Okay, because where I work, I can't company name drop.
That's fine.
I think they have a lot of lawsuits going towards them right now, too. So I'm trying to get my ass fired right after I got quote-unquote promoted. But,
that's for the best, yeah.
The thing is, they say promotion, and they're like, oh, BTW on commission. All commission. No hourly, none of that shit, and you're still basically because when I worked before, it was like hourly, and I'm like people's bitches. That's fine, but it's like in a hurry because I don't have to really pay attention to them. The only difference now is that now I'm on commission. I really have to I have to be okay with being your bitch.
Yeah.
That's what a promotion means.
Well, here's the
it sucks.
Here's the bright side of that. Your earning potential is now unlimited. Did they give you that one?
No, but that's the next thing I'm going to say to someone
potential.
Else. Well, they were like, yeah, you could. Well, they do mention like you could do this and that. And they're like, they talk about this one guy that basically makes 80 G's a year, right? Just
sure.
From selling. But the thing is, he's been there for like 30 years. So I would hope he would make a decent amount of money. But I mean, it's this is great. Hopefully I don't get fired for this. No one listens to it, so it's fine. But
you know, hold on. Let me stop you. Before you actually say something out loud after, I'm probably not going to get fired for this, let's just move on to something completely different.
No, but this is like really funny if you live in Sacramento.
Okay, go ahead.
Because you're familiar with the Arden and Fair Mall, right?
We all are, yes.
Right? So here's the thing. Like, I had a customer come in, and she was complaining about her selection. And I was like, well, it's actually at our Arden store, like what you're looking for is probably over there. She's like, oh, we drove past it and I just looked over there and I was like, no, I don't think it's safe to park there. Is it? So she asked me, she's like, is it even safe to park there during the daytime?
No.
It is not.
And I just looked at her and I was like,
no,
your definition of ghetto needs to be a little higher.
Well, to be fair, if you're going to go to the Arden Fair Mall, here's my advice. Park around back in the parking garage on the top level where no one can be lurking in the shadows and then go in through like JCPenney.
Well, okay, that's probably true because last time I was there, I was with my cousin and like I guess this happens when you shoot a BB gun at glass.
Okay.
It's like a delay thing. And so we're driving, and next thing we know, like, we hear this pop. And my first instinct is to duck. So I grab my cousin, and we just ducked underneath because I thought we got shot at. Because we came from Arden Fair Mall. So this is not, like, completely out there. And I look up. No one else is freaking out. I'm like, okay, so did I make this up? Because my cousin's looking at me like, what the fuck's wrong with you? My glass, all of a sudden, it's completely shattered. And as I'm driving, little pieces are falling out. So
yeah.
Finally, when I parked, there was a big gap in my back windshield. And so I guess some kids were fucking around. And I know the kids, too, because I saw them walking up. And they had a little BB gun. And I was like, oh, they're not that fucked up where they're just going to shoot random things. These fuckers shot on my car.
Yeah.
And they say it's a delayed reaction. Like, I guess it's like heat or something. Like, it just...
Yeah, it takes a
so
minute.
So I can't really
there.
Walk around like the Fenn Arden
no,
area
no,
when I'm like, yeah, it's not
cool.
That ghetto when like my shit got shot at and I was okay thinking that it was like a gun too. Probably died. But besides that, you know, it's cool. I mean, I haven't seen my first paycheck yet, but hopefully it'll be decent. Otherwise, I might get fired for being bad at my job.
Well, that's the fun thing. If you go into a job that's commission, they go, you have unlimited earning potential. And you're like, well, what if I don't do well right away? And they're like, don't worry. If you're not making enough, we're going to let you go before that even becomes an issue.
That's what I'm hoping for. because the thing is, like, you get... So we get... our paycheck shows returns, too. So if we get...
Oh, snap!
So that's the thing. This is... Okay, this is part of the bitches preach. We're going to do this early.
We're going to do it right off the
when
top.
When you shop at certain places, make sure you know what the fuck they're getting paid. Because if you buy something from them with the intention of returning it, aka homecoming bitches, saying, those promo homecoming bitches, they look for these cute ass heels and they're like, oh, you don't technically have a return policy. Let me return them after I wear the shit out of them. And then, you know, I owe the company X amount of dollars.
That's not okay.
So if when you shop.
Yeah, if you're going to do that, lose the receipt and get store credit, because then they don't know who to pin it on.
Oh, I did not know that was an option. See, well, bitches preach. There you go. You learn shit here.
Yeah, how can they trace the item back to you because there's no receipt?
Oh, well, they have this sticker called like the UII sticker, which is in addition to the box.
Oh, that's gone. I don't know. I haven't made a career of petty theft.
But
here's
the thing. I heard they started doing that because people started stealing. And I heard through the, like, we're on a, I met this person. They're like, yeah, they're telling me, like, back in there. Like, I used to steal from them all the time. And I was like, are you the reason why my life is hell?
Yes, they are.
And they're like, possibly. It was a long time ago. I'm like, you're a bitch.
Yeah, that's
your
the
actions
reason.
Have consequences. They don't affect you. They affect me. So fuck you.
It's called pay it forward.
That's some bullshit.
In such a terrible
can't
way.
Can't fucking buy me. I like the pay it forward where they give you Starbucks. You pay for your bridge toll or like Starbucks coffee or something like that. And you're like, I'm paying for the person behind me.
Yeah. And then the person behind you has got like you're getting like a $2 coffee and the person behind you is getting like $16 worth of coffee for the office because they're all just the big Frappuccino.
Only white
things.
People do that. I'm sorry. Like, that's why I don't like. I mean, who else do you know that does that shit?
Women. All women.
Oh, Asians do that too.
Oh, Asians.
I just thought about my one of the last offices I worked at. It was the Asian people that did it. There was one white girl. Mm. She didn't do it. It was the Asians. Fuck them, man.
Oh, so it wasn't the white people.
We want more Mexican Americans, more Orientals, and more Negroes.
Exactly.
They make the world a better place.
That's true.
I mean, but I do have a preference for white girls, so this is awkward. I think I just cock-block myself for like another week.
I think you'd handle the whole rainbow just fine, Diana.
I'm not racist. I'm racial. I'm not racist. I don't discriminate.
There you go. That's all that
matters.
Because
I'm also desperate. But speaking of white girls. Yeah, did you hear? This shit blew up on my Facebook when I saw it. Did you hear about this? Lena Dunham? Is that how you pronounce it?
It's Lena Dunham, yeah. And she's taken to Twitter.
Oh, she did respond.
She did respond.
Finally. I was waiting for it.
Yeah. here's the thing. Basically, so we'll talk about the story first, and then we'll talk about her response. It broke out on Gawker. There was a New York Times write-up. It said, last month, actor, writer, and producer Lena Dunham started an ambitious project. Nearly 600 people responded to an open call for video auditions on her website, including a sand artist, a ukulele player.
What the fuck is a sand artist?
It's an artist who works in the medium of sand.
Can we Google that shit? I don't know what the fuck that is. Like, let's change the story. What the fuck is a sand artist?
It's an artist
okay,
that works
keep
in
talking.
Sand.
I'm going to yeah. YouTube sand artist. I'm so curious.
A ukulele player, a cappella singers, gymnasts, performance artists, and stand-up comics. Even some exceptionally charismatic babies. The seven who made the final cut won't be making cameos in Girls, Ms. Dunham's HBO show about Brooklyn 20-somethings that just makes me want to punch my TV. Instead, they'll be warm-up acts performing free of charge on an elaborately produced 11-city tour to promote her new book, Not That Kind of Girl. And then they break out her earnings. Forbes' estimate of her annual earnings is $6 million. Her book advance was $3.7 million. Tickets sold for the book tour, $8,000 at $38 per ticket. Total book tour ticket revenue, $304,000. And allegedly no money going to performers.
Okay, who said charismatic babies? That sounds a little pedophilic, doesn't it?
It's right in the New York Times write-up. That's so
no
she
one
asked,
else is questioning how like that sounds a little creepy. Charismatic baby. You can say cute babies, but charismatic, like for a baby to be charismatic, like that's something you describe like a person to be, like someone that's like not that physically attractive but they have that like it factor that get hella laid. That's how you describe charismatic. That's not you.
What?
Would you describe a baby as care? You don't look at a baby and you're like, damn, like I'm hella attracted to you. Like,
I don't look at babies. I'm like, whatever.
Okay, at that age where the fucking maternal clock is ticking. So I'm like looking at babies. I'm like, oh, you're cute. But I would never be like, you're charismatic.
Yeah, well.
That's what you use to describe someone you want to fuck. Not like, that's creepy. That's so creepy to me. I was like really weirded out by the story. And then now I'm like really creeped out by this charismatic baby thing.
Well, Carolyn Bassett, who's one of the comedians opening for Dunham in Austin, told Gawker, quote, "I'm fine with not being paid because of the circumstances surrounding the event. I essentially volunteered by applying. I have a chance to work with someone whom I respect and who's highly accomplished, which is rare for someone at my level. It'll be a unique addition to my credits. That's plenty. And on top of that, I get to tell jokes aimed at Christian Mingle and the Church of Latter-day Saints in a chapel full of Austin women. Heaven on earth. I don't really understand why people are getting upset about it on my behalf. Because, bitch, when you work for free, they expect everybody to work for free. And professionals don't get paid."
I wonder if this bitch is like one of the ones that complains about illegal immigrants and like Mexicans, like they're getting all the jobs. Like this is like the same premise. It's
they're
the same
taking
thing.
Our jobs.
And like I shouldn't call her a bitch. I don't know her. That was mean of me. But like I get it. Like
which,
I get
which
the,
bitch are we referring to?
The one that says like I'm okay working for free. Because honestly, like there's some shows where I've been like kind of okay working for free. Usually, but because when I go there, they usually end up like they don't know what they're getting. Like I don't right. like charging people that don't know what they're getting with me. Because I'm like, hey, if you're unhappy with my service, that's my bad.
Yeah.
If it was something you fucked up on, like I still want to get paid, but they like I work with good people where they know where that line is.
Well, the other thing is if it's a small independent club and they're not making a ton of money off it, no one's making a bunch of money off of it, you go, okay, fine.
No, yeah, and
or it's a
like,
or if it's a charity event.
Exactly. There's lines and there's definitely situations where I feel like it's okay, but if they have an entertainment budget and they know you're going to do this shit for first off, you're obviously not getting the quality acts because the right. quality acts like have a little standard for themselves. Like they need to eat.
Right. No one's going to.
But yeah, these people that are okay with it, it's I understand if it was anyone else, like you said, a small independent club, you know, like a mom pop shop or something.
Or a charity organization.
I get it. You're doing something for a good cause. And the fact that you're doing like rich people have charities all the time to get tax write offs. I get it. It's like one of those things you just do for free. But the fucking Lena Dunham, this bitch, really? She's not going to, she could pay out of her own pocket. Give them at least 100. Like, do something. It's not that fucking hard. And so what did she, I don't want to be like, hey, she's an asshole. Because she seems really cool based on interviews and like all that can be possibly scripted. So it's not the best judge of character. But I don't understand like what her logic is. If she's like, hey, if they end up being really good and really funny, this can lead to a contract. This can be like one of those shows like American Idol or yeah. like America's Got Talent. Like you're doing this for free. You end up being really good. Maybe you get a guest spot, but we don't want to advertise it. That's what I'm hoping it is. Like as another human being, I'm hoping she has an ulterior motive that will like that no one else needs to know about because she's like, I'm going to do this. And no, that's not what it is.
She felt the public pressure, though. And she took to Twitter.
What'd she say?
As an artist raised by artists, oh no one believes
I'm
more.
I'm sorry. What the fuck did she say? An artist raised by artists?
As an artist raised by artists, no one believes more than I do that creators should be fairly compensated for their work. Tweet number two. Some good points were raised, and I've ensured that all opening acts will be compensated for their time, their labor, and their talents. And then she said, the fact that Gawker pointed this out really proves Judd Apatow's saying that a good note can come from anywhere. Fuck you.
What do you mean a good note can come from anywhere?
But basically that no matter what the source is, maybe they have something valid to say. So she's shitting on Gawker.
I like don't understand. So she said that Gawker brought up a good point?
Yes. Yeah. Basically.
She sat on Gawker but said that they brought up a good point by calling her out for being a stingy bitch.
Yeah. Yeah, she got caught.
Did
she's sorry
she got caught.
Is this
another fucking like the Penn State dude that's like, if I, in hindsight, I would have done something different. So you're pissed that you got caught is what you're saying.
Well, I don't know that she's pissed. I think she
but
probably.
But he was, that's what I'm saying. He's pissed that she's changing her thing because she got caught.
Yeah, she's changing her thing because people are like, what are you doing? She got I guarantee, now this article in hit Gawker, I guarantee she got blasted on Twitter today. I didn't look, but my guess is she got a lot of crap from people. Like, what are you doing? Why are you exploiting artists? You can pay people.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. I saw that because with Facebook, what's great about that, you can be friends with a lot of semi, like, BC celebrities. And I saw a lot of them
BC celebrities. Which BC celebrities are you friends with?
They're all
with?
Very nice. But anyway, they some of them were like shitting on her. And then someone mentioned like, hey, why don't you just tweet her and ask her? Like, she'll respond. I'm like, oh, that's a valid point. She's into that. I just don't know where she thought. If this was, like I said, because, like, for me, like, personally, if this was me, like, if I ever get that famous or if I have the means to do something like this, are you saying I can never get famous? You're a dick. You're a dick. Was this bought with the Amazon money, you fucker? Speaking of which, if you want to shop on Amazon, shop through the Nate Darling tab on the Nate Darling Show and go through that. Doesn't cost them any extra, right? Am I doing this right?
No, not at all. It's the shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com.
That's what I said.
No, you said the Nate Darling tab at Nate Darling at NateDarling.com.
This is why you don't drink, kids. This is why you don't drink. But no, okay. Anyway, to finish your plug,
it does not cost you anything extra. It helps support the show. Thank
it does.
You
and so Nate could be a dick and fucking add those little sound bites.
I can do this too.
So there's a lot of things that can happen.
And a lot of things that can happen against apparently is really funny.
Well, the big thing is paying for the website so that we can deliver the content.
Free comedy, you guys.
It's free comedy every week.
And free
angry rants.
And me listening.
Normally, you have to find a homeless person and hang out until they're upset about something before they start yelling. Here, you know you're going to get it 3 days a week.
Pretty much. You're welcome.
Someone's going to be angry about something.
Which is usually me all the time.
But unlike the homeless people, zero chance of feces being thrown at you.
That is disgusting.
It is.
That's implying that I would. Okay. The point being, if I would, because that's stuff like that. Like, I'm sure the execs and all of them, they do their own thing, right? Like, they are like, hey, we're going to see if we can exploit some people, get them for free. I can picture execs doing that.
Well, they don't actually. Normally, it's put like, how can we maximize profits and minimize costs?
Exactly. So if you're gonna think like that, you're bound to exploit people. I've worked at companies that do that shit, and so that's fine, whatever. But as an artist and as someone with a heart, you'd be like, all right, I'll just pay out of my own pocket, like whatever. Like, that's the thing. Like, that's what I thought she would be doing. Like,
right.
If they set this contract, but then if that's the thing, like, I don't feel like I would have to put on blast, like, oh, I am a good person. Like, I would just do it behind, like, and be like, hey, like, thanks for coming out. This is a cut. Like, I would do that. I don't think my shit has to be on blast for, like, I have to prove to people that I'm not a shitty human being, you know? So that's what I was hoping she was doing, but it seems like this is her, since it's a book tour, that's not how shit goes down.
No, not
so,
at all.
So I was trying to defend her, but I don't, by being like, hey, I actually don't know the little behind the scenes contracts and all that shit. So I tried, but then it turned out you're a bitch by tweeting that shit. Basically saying, oh, shit, I did get in trouble because Gawker brought up a good point that I'm an asshole. Race bar, that's some hipster shit. That is fucked up shit to say.
Have you seen her show? She walks around wearing the most horrible things. She's the executive producer. So she dresses herself that way on purpose. So, I mean, whatevs.
I don't know. A lot of people that know me say that I would really enjoy her show. I can't bring myself to watch it for some
reason.
Dude,
her show makes me so angry.
I'm so sad. I feel like you would hate my show if I were to have one.
No. I don't know. I don't know that. Here's the thing.
Obviously not, because I don't have one.
There is nobody likable on that show.
Really?
There is not a single person on that show that I'm like, you know what? I could have a cup of coffee with them and enjoy it.
Really?
Not a single character.
Why not? What is that show about? It's just her in New York, right?
It's just her being sort of a self-entitled, spoiled brat in New York, and she's got weird self-entitled friends and a weird boyfriend. And every now and then you have a glimpse that one of them might be a decent human being, and then they ruin it for you.
Okay, see, I don't like that shit.
Because
I want, my goal is eventually to have my own TV show.
Right.
It's only going to be like 4 seasons. I don't want shit to be like too, like Law and Order. I love that shit and I will watch it till it ends. But
I'm glad you have it planned out.
But that shit is kind of like one stable left is like, really? You're still trying this. But I don't like the idea. I hate entitled people. I hate self-entitled people. I think that's bullshit. So fucking Lena Dunham, she's the tool. We're going to carry on from cool to cooler tool. She's a fucking tool.
Well,
not a fan.
Someone posted in the comments, this is Harlan Ellison, who is an author, talking about artists being asked to work for free, which I think is a pretty good breakdown of the whole thing. Oh, from the film Dreams with Sharp Teeth, this comes.
Is his parents artists too? You know, an artist raised by artists and shit. Is
no.
that what?
Because yesterday, from a little film company down here in the valley, and they're doing the packaging for MGM on not MGM for Warner Brothers on Babylon 5, which I worked on, and I did a very long, very interesting on camera interview about the making of Babylon 5 early on when Joe Straczynski hired me, and they want to use it. A young woman calls me and she says, "We'd like to use it on the DVD. Can that be arranged?" And I said, "Absolutely. All you got to do is pay me." And she said, "What?" I said, "You got to pay me." She said, "Well, everybody else is just, you know, doing it for nothing." I said, "Everybody else may be an asshole, but I'm not." I said, "By what right would you call me and ask me to work for nothing? Do you get a paycheck?" "Well, yes." I says, "Does your boss get a paycheck? Do you pay the telecine guy? Do you pay the cameraman? Do you pay the cutters? Do you pay the Teamsters when they schlep your stuff on the trucks? Then how don't you pay you? How would you go to a gas station and ask them to give you free gas? Would you go to the doctor and have them take out your spleen for nothing? How dare you call me and want me to work for anything? Well, it would be good publicity." I said, "Lady, tell that to someone a little older than you who has just fallen off the turnip truck. There is no publicity value in my essay, my interview, being on your DVD. If you sell 2,000 of them, it'll be great. And what are people going to say? Ooh, I really like the way that guy gave that interview. I wonder if he's ever written a book. Let me go and buy his book." There's no publicity value. The only value for me is if you put money in my hand. Cross my palm with silver.
So he goes on from there, but it's a good point.
What's his name again?
His name is Harlan Ellison.
Oh, he's dope. Like that's like when I first started comedy, Andrew is a good friend of mine. He has a dear place in my heart, and that's one of the rules he taught me is like you need to put value on yourself. Like you, of course,
Andrew, who nobody knows who you're talking
about. Oh, Andrew Ouellette. Sorry, because we talked about him before. I thought that was
right. Well, I know who you're referring to, but people don't necessarily listen to
because
everyone on
you guys
show.
Need to start listening from episode one.
I'm just trying to give him the proper
yeah,
credit.
Yeah, no, you're that was fucked up on me. That's true. Andrew Ouellette, obviously he's not getting paid for this, but
he's getting a free mention and he's not doing anything. For
this
it.
Is free publicity. This is what free publicity is.
Right,
where you get a shout out. That's
And he's not doing anything. There's no effort on his part at this point. This is all us just going. Here you go, buddy.
Yeah, he's a good friend of mine. So he taught me this lesson. It's like, you know, it's about putting value on oneself. Like, of course, you know, there's situations. Like, if it's like a really dear friend of mine and they're like, "Hey, we're having a party. Do you mind doing this?" Of course. Like, you're a really good friend of mine. Like, it's a bargain trade kind of deal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not opposed to doing shows for free. If I was in AA, obviously you can't give me alcohol. But like I've done shows with just free drink tickets.
Right.
But the venue itself, like, yeah, they get more customers sometimes. It's not something they really advertise as a thing they do. They're kind of being like, "Hey, I know comics want a place to be. We'll do that. We'll compensate you like a couple drinks or something like that." That's cool too. Like as long as you're trying mom and pop places, like local businesses, I'm not going to be like, "Hey, you owe me this much to do something." And it is publicity to a certain extent. But if you're just kind of putting yourself on, like, because no one's going to remember, like, if your name is not on the flyer or like, on the DVD, if the DVD is not about you, it's not free publicity.
Right.
Like people really don't pay attention to that shit. Very rarely someone's gonna actually watch the whole thing and be like, "Oh my god, that person's a lot funnier than the person on the DVD."
Yeah.
Then they'll pay attention.
Maybe.
So I mean I agree. I do have my own personal things. If people aren't happy with the product they get, like I don't know if this is me working a retour. I'm like, if you're unhappy, like return it. Like I'm not gonna charge you a whole shit ton of money if I end up bombing and I don't end up doing my job right.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. There's a fine line. There's definitely exceptions. But for someone who is obviously a millionaire giving supposedly a chance for... It's not... This isn't fucking America's Got Talent.
$38 a seat.
That's bullshit. So this bitch is not getting my view on her HBO show. I'm going to illegally download it, bitch. Just to spite. I'm not even going to watch it. I'm just going to legally download it so you know that I'm going out of my way to fucking piss you off. Of course, that doesn't matter. She doesn't care. But
she's
still.
She's an artist raised by artists. She doesn't care.
This is dumb. I can't do it.
You know, a good note can come from anywhere, Diana. It's Judd Apatow says, because I need to lick Judd Apatow's bung from here, because without him, no one would know who the fuck I am.
Seriously.
Because he took a fucking liking to me when I just made a stupid little short film about nothing in college.
It makes me sad, though, because, like, she's friends with T-Swizzle, and I like her music. I don't like her as a person sometimes, because sometimes she says and does shit. I'm just like, sweetie, you're still a baby. Just stop talking. Just do your teeny bopper music and it'll be okay. Don't try to change the world, because at that age you should not try. So maybe and that's why I wanted to like her, because I'm like, oh, they're like friends, like they seem nice, like I would have, like, they can have coffee, I would have a lot of alcohol to deal with their bitch asses, but I don't know. I it sucks that this happened and that she was kind of like on board. If she just said, hey, like, whatever we do in the back, like, if they end up doing a great job, I'll obviously, like, try to hook them up, or, like, they're all going to get compensated, but it's not through the company, which is why this got put on Gawker the way it did. I'll give her way more props. But the fact that she was, like, basically, like, oh, my bad, I got caught. Fuck you, bitch.
Yeah, that was you. Yeah, I'm sorry I got caught.
You get another PR agent, because obviously they're not good if we can call you on that bullshit.
All right, that's going to do it for this episode of the Well Hung Podcast. Talk about blasting some bitches.
What? On Bitches Preach, too. Oh, that the whole fucking episode was Bitches Preach.
Yeah, it was.
Don't fuck people over. That's rude.
Yeah, here's some Katy Perry to wrap it up
this
for you.
This is my girl, though.
We'll see you next week. Bye-bye. This is how we do.
No. Bring the beat back.
That's right. This is how we do.